Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers. We have an amazing return guest with us today. He's been on the show before and, as always, up to some incredible stuff, and I'm really excited to share with you what he has going on. We have with us today Jake Haynes, an exceptional CPA and owner of Action Tax Services LLC, as well as a public speaker and author. He delivers high energy messages that motivate people to take action in life and build highly successful businesses. As an entrepreneur, Jake has been coaching business owners for more than 20 years in every facet of growing their business. He has succeeded as well as failed in business and shares the experiences, concepts, and tools audiences can use to take a five-year leap in business success. In his Amazon number one bestseller book, The 7 Strategies of Highly Successful Business Owners, he shares these concepts and many more. Jake takes education seriously and knows how to turn concepts into action. He started his first business at just 14 years of age, and today he provides leadership to his employees, his community, and his family in many capacities and professional organizations. Welcome back, Jake. It's great to have you again.
Thank you very much. And I don't know what is so new and exciting in everything you're talking about. I mean, besides the crazy stunts I've been doing lately.
Oh, besides that. Well, you know, I just have to say, Jake, anything that you're up to is exciting. You are so full of energy and so full of, well, just everything good.
So, well, you know, I would totally agree with that, except that I'm in the middle of my 93-mile hike around the perimeter of Mount Rainier. And for some reason, I start to lose energy. Like, I start to feel nauseous. And over the course of the 5 days, that would happen 6 different times. I kept on plugging along, but my body just wasn't up to par where it needed to be. It made it a much more challenging hike. But that's another story. There's a lot of great. Oh, and then the bear I ran into. So I'm nauseous, right? I'm like, I'm so nauseous feeling, and I don't know why. I've got a good night's sleep. I get up in the morning, I eat some good food, and I suddenly feel nauseous. So I tell the other guys I'm hiking with, I said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead a little bit, and you guys, take your time. I'm going to go ahead just because I'm going to be slower because I'm just not feeling good. I get a half mile down the road, and there's a bear. And this bear goes from crossing the street where I got a picture of it and I thought everything was good to walking towards me. And if you ever don't want to feel sick anymore, just get a really good, powerful adrenaline rush.
So you're healed.
I forgot all about being sick. But I was here facing this bear and wondering if this was the end of my life. But the bear would end up coming and just crossing the road right in front of me, about 10 feet in front of me, as I'm banging on sticks and you know, kind of yelling at him, saying, go away, leave me alone. And luckily, he was not hungry that morning, and he had no cubs. So he or she, whatever it be, had no cubs. I was one lucky guy. Anyway, so on the business stuff, right?
Well, that was quite an adrenaline rush. Speaking of rushes, you tend to gravitate toward adrenaline rushes. So this isn't that. I mean, you talk like this was a really frightening experience and all, but come on, Jake, you put yourself in experiences not far from this.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about wing walking, right?
That's one of the many.
Yes, yes, I did go out on a biplane, and I did climb out of the cockpit and climb onto the top wing and tie myself in and then give the thumbs up to the pilot to say, start doing 360s and loop-de-loops and hammerheads and everything that he did to throw you all over in the air. And it was an absolute thrilling blast. I've never had so much fun at 3,000 feet in the air.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So the guy, the pilot, he says, when I'm getting ready to go, and several have already gone, and some of, you know, they give the thumbs down means that, hey, I don't want to do anymore. And there's a couple that were like that. They did like, you know, one little stunt in the air and they're like, no, I just want to stand here. This is enough. You know, I get on the plane and I'm like, Mr. Pilot, what's the sign for I want more? And he says, you just kind of do a circle with your hands, you know, make a circle. And I'm like, okay, great. So we get up in the air and we do a few loop-de-loops and I'm making a circle in the air and he does it a few more times and he does a few more times. And then I come down back in the cockpit. And then after he goes back up in elevation, you climb out on the wing and you kind of hold on to this stick that's held between the two wings. And then he does it all over again. And I just kept on twirling my finger saying, yes, more, 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 more. Yeah, it was great.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, speaking of fun, let's talk about your business. What kind of fun do you have going on in your business these days?
Well, you know, I just finished the second edition of my book and I put it out on Amazon and it exploded and I got number one status or whatever number, what do you call that? Number one bestseller on Amazon, which was totally cool. So, you know, it's almost like a cliche that they say that, you know, in one particular territory of the world, I had, you know, several thousand book sales and that produced the number one status type thing. So, It's not necessarily like, you know, right here in the United States where I sold, you know, the most or anything for a period of time. But hey, it's absolutely wonderful. I've sold lots of copies of the book and so I'm suddenly starting to have these communications with people internationally, which is really kind of fun. It's different, you know. So the book talks a lot about business coaching and we have a business coaching platform online. And so I'm starting to see some hits on that and it's different. It's a fun, exciting thing. And I'm working with Action Coach International that has teamed up with me. They're a large, one of the most successful franchises in the world. And they've teamed up with me to create this awesome platform online. And we're actually getting hits. It's kind of cool.
That is very cool. Very exciting. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Yeah. And then we got this Small Biz Zoom website. We kicked it off for a pilot program, had great results and expanding on that. So it's kind of a cool thing because we're offering these resources to business owners that, you know, sometimes it's hard to find XYZ ABC for your business, right? So now business owners can go on there and at no cost, it's just a resource for business owners and to find, I mean, whatever, you need to hire people. And so you need some forms and tools and ideas and resources and you need to do taxes and there's resources to help you get those things done. And you need things for marketing. And there's a whole section dedicated to marketing from the top marketing people in the world. And so you just get tons and tons of resources. And that's going to be a work in process for years as we continue to get feedback and make it just a better and better and better resource for business owners. So besides the firm just exploding with growth, that's what I've been up to.
Just a few things, not much.
No, not much.
Well, speaking of your firm, so your main business is accounting. You You own a CPA firm, that's Action Tax Services, LLC, which I mentioned in the beginning. And you've taken this business and really created a very unique accounting service or accounting business, because you've gone beyond what a typical CPA firm offers, and you've expanded that into so many areas around helping business owners.
You know, during times where there's been change in the economy or in the market, you know, the stock market, say, you know, when things have slowed down or things have just changed in nature, or when innovation has changed the world, I looked at that 20 years ago and I said, I want to be at the front of those things, and I want to be creating the change. That's my guarantee for success, to be the one that's creating the change that makes things better, easier, more innovative for you know, my clients of all kinds. And so, you know, like getting the things online, that's been a major move to get into that level. And providing the business coaching from your from your CPA in a great format that works for them and is fast, it's efficient, it's to the point, to help the business owners get what they need to grow and to be successful and to streamline their operations. That's where I've just tried to make things good, easy, successful for every one of my different kinds of business clients. And that's been the process.
And you know what I really, really appreciate about your business and you being in the accounting realm and being able to file taxes and such is that you have a very in-depth understanding of business and what is needed. And that, because you have owned so many different businesses and you provide so many different services for businesses. So when you're working on somebody's taxes, you have so much knowledge around business in general that you can provide incredible services in the area of filing for taxes and offering expert advice on the best ways to save money, the best ways to avoid paying too much in taxes, et cetera.
You know, what's interesting about what you say, so this guy comes in, he says, I want to start a landscape company. And I want to be successful at it. And I said, well, that's cool. You know, what are you thinking about doing? He says, I guess I'm just going to put up retaining walls and sprinkler systems. And I said, well, have you thought about X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, right? I used to run a landscaping company. And so I told him, like I said, here are all of the things that you need to do to upsell to your existing customers, like McDonald's says, their best thing they ever did in history is to say, would you like to supersize those fries, right? So I helped this gentleman who wanted to start his business. I said, you know, you can do pressure washing, and you can do gutter cleaning, and you can do fertilizing along with that, and you can do a maintenance program that is a membership program for your clients, and just all of these things, and that helped them out. And then of course I had a epic failure of a business that I never should have got involved in, but I learned a lot. I learned so much. I had the masculine guy owns a clinical day spa, right? And I never should have been in the business, but I was looking for a business investment. I took it on, and I lost a hardcore. But since that time, you know, which was quite a while ago, almost a decade ago, I have helped numerous businesses that are similar in industry, like some of the clients that I have that do massage therapy and that have clinical day spas and that have medical spas. I've been able to see what they do and help them just amplify their services and be so much more and so much better than what they had ever expected when they come in to talk to the CPA to make sure that they were paying the taxes that they need to pay, you know? Because that, you know, that's usually what drives people in, is like, oh, I hate those taxes, but I got to pay them. You know, tell me what I can, what I need to do, and I'll, and I guess I'll do it if I have to. And I'm like, well, you know, let's start with that, but then let's go into depth and let's make sure that you have the revenue to support, you know, the taxes and the growth, and that you can, you know, make something of this business and literally make a living and a lifetime out of it.
That's wonderful. Well, Jake, it's very clear that you have exceptional knowledge around businesses and that you can do a lot for businesses, and which has attributed to the great amounts of success that you've had, not only in business, but also in your CPA firm. And I'm sure by now our listeners are wondering, well, how can I get in touch with Jake, or how can I get a copy of this book? How can I get my hands on this?
Well, even better than that, yeah, I would love it if people would buy the book. But let me tell you about the formula to success. The formula to success is starts with the number of customers that you have times the number of leads that you get. In other words, you advertise and you get a potentially interested person, times your conversion rate. That's the rate at which you convert them to a customer, equals the number of customers. So if you get 100 leads from an advertisement and you have a 20% conversion ratio, then you have 20 customers. And the number of customers times the number of transactions that you do with them over the course of a year. So maybe you do a transaction with them once a month, or maybe once a year, times the average dollar sale of that transaction equals gross revenue. Okay, so there are four areas right there that you can amplify and grow your business. The first is you can get more leads. And if you go to our website, smallbizzoom.com, there is a download that has about 80 ways to advertise your business. Okay, so that's step number one. The next thing is the conversion rate. How do you increase the rate of turning a lead into a customer? I tell you, the number one way is to have a written guarantee for your customers so that they feel comfortable, they feel more secure in buying from you. But there are about 85 ways to be more likely to turn a lead into a customer. And you want to have at least 20 of those strategies working for you all the time. And you want to have at least 10 marketing strategies actively working for you all the time. So you go through the list and you go through the 80 or 90 advertising tools and you implement 10 of them. You go through the list and you implement 20 of the conversion rate strategies. And now we go on to the number of transactions. How do you increase the number of transactions that you do with the customer? The way that you do that is from this list of about 40 ways to increase the number of transactions. The main one is just simply to ask, would you like to come back? Would you like to come once a month? Another big way is to set up a membership program where you're doing it every single month or something like that, right? And then the last area is increase the average dollar sale. How do you increase the average dollar sale with every given customer? Because remember, it costs a certain amount to gain one customer. And the whole focus to massive success in business is doing more transactions with the same customer. Like, I would think that in your business, Catherine, you would have some kind of a membership program where people are getting fed awesome tools and resources from you on a regular basis.
Provide educations and trainings and meetings and tools and leadership, you know, resources to them and trainings on a regular basis so that they're more successful in what they want to do and being leaders. But when you're looking at how to increase the number of the average dollar sale, the first way is increase your prices. And there are lots of other ways to increase the average dollar amount that you sell to a customer, upsell, cross sell, all kinds of things. So that formula is available at my website, and I encourage everyone to download it. And it's also available by purchasing the book, The Seven Strategies of Highly Successful Business Owners. And yeah, so that's kind of what I've been working with all my customers in the area of business coaching, and it's what brings success. So how to reach me? The way to reach us is to, you can always email me directly at J-H-A-N-E-S, J Haynes, at actiontaxteam.com. You can also go to our website, actiontaxteam.com, or smallbizzoom.com. And we're also on Facebook under Jake Haynes, CPA. So yeah, lots of ways to get in contact with me. I'd be glad to talk to anyone who's looking to grow their business or just simply looking to get a tax return done and save lots of money on their tax bill.
Excellent. Lots of very powerful information. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing that with us today, Jake.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.